Health plans in Washington state can't refuse to cover services for transgender people if the same procedures are covered for others. That's a message from the state insurance commissioner, who says he'll take action against insurers who don't comply. KPLU health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer explains.
It's not uncommon for private health plans to exclude gender transition procedures and medical services related to them. That's what happened to Gwen Ye of Seattle, who says her Premera plan wouldn't pay for hormones or the frequent blood work she needed as part of her move toward living as a woman. She says she had to find workarounds, doctors who would diagnose her without revealing the connection to her gender transition.
They have to say that I'm experiencing hormonal imbalance of some sort, which is true. But if it's revealed that I am transitioning, they could deny me the hormone that I need that is offered to other people who is not transitioning.
Now, Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says companies won't be allowed to do that anymore. He sent a letter to Washington insurance companies laying out his interpretation of state and federal law, which he says guarantee equal treatment for transgender people. Health plans aren't required to cover sexual reassignment surgery, but they would have to pay for any related services they cover for other people. Premera, for example, would probably have to cover Gwen Ye's hormone therapy. A spokeswoman says Premera is still reviewing the letter. She says some Premera plans do exclude transgender services and some cover them. Other major carriers either didn't return calls or declined to comment. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.